Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Kaya? Is this Kaya?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. Listen, I'm glad you called me because I wasn't sure. I'm having fun, and I'm getting ready to track down my old home care worker. So, and I'm like, I'm just going to call Kaya when it happens. I don't know what's going on. So in the next week, I'm going to try. I had his number in an old phone, and I was talking to somebody I know who introduced me to him, and she said, I don't have his number no more, but I know where he lives. He's in South Philly, I'm in West. So Friday, I'm going to go down there and see if he didn't take anybody else. I'm going to bring him back as my home care worker. So when it happened, I was going to call him and come up and do paperwork, whatever, to make sure he still has his updated CD and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm glad you just called me. My friends would be like, oh, my God, I got to take this call for you. So I'm going to call you Friday sometime. If I miss you, I'll leave you a message. And then going forward, like I said, where are you guys at again?
We're in Philadelphia.
I know that. I mean, we're filled up this big little town here. I mean, I'm a boy.
So we're located at One Winding Drive.
What, you're at where?
One Winding Drive.
Where's that at? Like southwest, northeast, I mean, what?
I believe it's by 19131.
19131, it might be near me. Not my party, okay? Okay, well, I'll look it up. Let me just give me the address. I'll Google it because I'm on my way out right now. I got an appointment. But I'll Google
it. Okay, let me know. Okay, I'm going to follow up with you next week.
I'm definitely going to come with you guys, I think.
Amazing.
Yeah, because he's been...
So what are we still waiting for?
Well, he switched to another company. Well, I switched to... I make a long story. Okay, if I'm late, I'm late. What happened was, I switched because Keystone was just really dropped the ball.
Okay.
Then,
how
so
about I take your information already and I just put you in the system so once you call us back, we can get you started much faster.
Yeah, like I said, I went in, this way I can come up. He can bring all his paperwork that he had because he's been doing it for a long time. He's a Muslim guy. He's really good, though. But he just was too busy and he couldn't come to my way. It was kind of too far from where he's at. So, like I said, I'm going to track him down because from what I heard, one of his clients died. It was an older lady.
So you want to still follow up with your aide?
No, but I don't want to get in there, but just put it that way. I did everything in my power so I wouldn't lose this guy, and now he's pulling some bullshit that it's kind of like fraudulent shit, if you ask me. And I'm not getting caught up in that dumb shit. Okay, I'm like, through the shit, can you clock me in on my way? And then an hour later, you would show.
Okay.
And dumb shit. I'm not getting caught up in it. There's a lot of people that do doing this. I don't want my name to throw in it, but I need a worker who's going to come and work for me. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So let's be in touch.
What's my information you need from me?
So for you, in order to get you signed up, I would just need your address, your date of birth, so I can pull up your Medicaid information. Do you want to give that to me now so I can get you started?
Yeah, so we can go. It's just a point that I got to talk to you. It's about my back surgery, but it's not really a con. I just need to stop by and bring him a test and some things. So I don't care if I'm ready. I'll take the time now to get this going. I really will. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Give you all my information.
Amazing.
Okay, my name is... Spell everything out.
Hold on. I would want to start up with your date of birth so I can pull up your Medicaid information. Give me just a minute.
Ready. Tell me when you're ready, okay?
Yeah, I will tell you. Hold on.
Let me get my wallet. That's when you get card numbers. You know, that was my wallet. Hold on, I'm going to take one second. I think my wallet's in my bedroom.
Are you talking on speakerphone? Because I have a hard time hear you. Hello? Hello?
Okay. I'm back.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
10-1-6-1. 1961. Yes, my birthday's coming up.
Oh, okay, that's nice. So it's 10/1/1961.
Okay, what's the next thing you need?
So hold on, it's 10/1/1961.
One, 1961.
Okay, great. And your first name? Do you want to spell your first name?
Yes, I will. My first name is Cornell. C O R N E L I U S.
All right, last name?
Crossan. C-R-O, S is in Sam, S is in Sam, A is in Nancy. Crossan.
So it's C-R-O-S-S. So what's the next letter?
A, as in apple.
Oh, okay.
Crossan, kind of crossing the street, but not that way.
A is an apple, N is an Nancy?
Yes.
All right.
It's an Irish name, and it's like a some spelled Ian, some spelled Ian.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, amazing. So I got your information here,
okay.
Which is great. And you have the waiver program, and we definitely participate with that.
You popped me up, you mean?
Again?
I popped up on the computer already?
Yeah, I just have your Medicaid information here, so that's great. What about your address?
Okay, now my address is 1030.
Okay.
South 52nd Street, apartment A, first floor, Philadelphia 19143.
Okay, great. So that's apartment A, the first floor?
Correct. It's a half. It's really kind of like a half floor, but there's three doors in the front and two in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A. Yeah, so that's why you got to stress A, first floor.
So... And that's the Philadelphia County, right?
Philadelphia County, yeah.
Okay, apartment A, first floor.
It's a two-bedroom. I get my grandkids every once in a while, so I got a Pennsylvania voucher. I'm PHA voucher. I just recently got that.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's a Pennsylvania voucher for like a one-bedroom voucher. But my landlord, I've been with him for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
Says, I got a two-bedroom, baby. And in the beginning, they're like, well, you're on the second bedroom. I said, if I got to pay extra, well, I'll pay extra for it. I said, but it's just for my grandkids again. They're at the age that they don't want to sleep with me.
Mm-hmm, that's so nice.
Yeah. So that's nice. I had a little back room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any minors present in your home or any grand?
Just me.
Okay, great.
I know people come over at all, Saturday weekends. I have friends that come over. It's like a sporting event. They'll come over. And you're not a bad room. Saturday weekends.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what is the name of your aide?
My what?
Your home health aide, your caregiver.
Now, I'll give you his name now. Dennis Hack. H-A-C-K, I think it is.
All right.
But I'm getting
so he is going to come with you to our agency, or you will need us to find a new aide?
No, I have somebody else I'm going to probably switch to. That's why I'm going Friday to go down to. I know where he lives. I just have a very busy week. I have a few doctors. I have a lot of things going on with me.
Wow.
I have had four back operations. So I have a lot of specials.
Wow. Hopefully, once you're going to be with our agency, we'll be able to help you with everything, okay? So.
Yeah, that's funny. The agency I'm with is a band. It's just him. But, I've had good and I've had bad people. So they just, he was with me for a while, this guy. And when I moved here, I was in a second floor bed place when he was with me, the problem was I was on the second floor with that, and I had my fourth back operation in November, and I couldn't do the steps no more. So when I'm here, he was going to have a hard time getting here hour-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't have enough time to get from one to the other, put it that way. So I said, now I have to get somebody who can. Yeah, but now, from what I understand, he's one of them passed away. And they said, you know, Allie's been looking for you. I said, well, yeah, but I don't have his number. I said, well, I know where it is. I'll go down Friday. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like I said, what I do for you Friday, when we, you know, get everything, you know, if he is available.
Great.
I'm going to, you know, we'll look at three-way or something. You tell me where that, and we'll go. And he can bring all his paperwork. I need it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you have paperwork that he's going to have to fill out. You know,
mm-hmm. So you're going to have a new aide. You're going to have a new aide, right? You're going to...
Yes, definitely. That's for sure, yes.
Okay. And...
By the time I do switch, I mean, we're not switching right now. Don't put nothing in. You know, I'm just giving my info because I got to leave this company until I switch, but I want to switch from one and have a transaction that's smooth. Okay?
Great.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, great.
I'm logging in and out this week with the guy I have.
Great.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Right. So the thing is, I'm not going to be in the office.
When I give you the go-ahead, then we'll do the switch. You'll have all my information, boom, we'll go.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Okay, we'll be in touch. Just letting you know,
I'm going to call Friday. I'm like I said, I'm going to call you. If I miss you, I'll leave a message, you know. So then, you know, it's good. Call me back. Tell me when we can come or what you're going to need him to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, I might not be in the office on Friday, so if you have an answer by Thursday, I would appreciate it if you can call me Thursday. So just...
As soon as I can find out, I'm going to call you.
Okay.
But like I said, it's kind of a busy week. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get in touch with him. If not, I just know where it is. I'll pop up at his house. You know?
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, it was great talking to you. Have a great day.
I'll point you before that if I can, okay?
All right, fine. Have a great day.
Thank you. I need to call back. I really do. I'm so glad
you're welcome. Okay, thank you.
If I don't talk to you, have a blessed weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.